There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. G-Code is... Well, one, they're indestructible. They are absolutely indestructible. They have a lifetime warranty. It's the only kind of holster I run because of that lifetime warranty and because of the modularity. It can be whatever you want it to be. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. One of the reasons that people are more in tune and more open and approving of gun rights today is because of this new engine of dissemination of information. Various ways, various means, and it's as varied as there are people in the United States that decided they were going to do it. And certainly my next guest is indicative of that because he does a show called The Tac Daddy, and it has a very good following. It's a very good ride. It's like a roller coaster ride, but at the same time, good information being put out. And joining me today from the is The Tac Daddy, talking to Kevin Reichard. Or The Tac Daddy. I like The Tac Daddy better myself. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Bill. How you been?
I have been okay. I've always meant to ask you, now, are the kids yelling Tac Daddy? Are those Reichard kids?
That is my youngest. The story is pretty quick and easy. We were in a car line dropping off my oldest at school one day, and I was creating the Tac Daddy programming, et cetera, and I just had her freestyle some stuff, and I just recorded it on my phone, and she was having fun, and she came up with it on her own. There was no script, there was no nothing. She rolled it out, and I used it for the first year, and I backed off of it for about 2 months, and I had too many people say to me, "What happened to the girl? That was the best part." Blah blah blah. So it's back. Some people still talk crap about it too, but you know, that's the story. It's my daughter, and it's her contribution to the creative process that has become the Tac Daddy, so to speak.
The reason I ask that question is because you're just out there saying that you're a father and you're all about the gun rights, right? That's what you're
yes,
saying
sir.
With the Tac
Daddy. Yes, sir. You said something earlier in the show about the gun culture being undermined, and as you did, I chuckle at it because, as you know, in addition to the YouTube thing, we've got a bunch of other things going on, including the Tac Daddy Live Show, which we do a weekly pro 2A, bring in a guest, talk about the hypocrisy of the anti-gunners and what they did that week, and I have a great crew with me. I've got Schwell and Sully and Casey and my brother Ross and a bunch of other people that have helped contribute along the way. And they make it fun. It's like a bunch of guys hanging out in the garage talking about the hypocrisy of the gun world, what our new gear is. And then again, we bring in an outside person every week and have a good time with them as well because that's the flavor. You know, that's what makes the show different, as you know, with all the different guests that you bring on.
Well, I mean,
so, yeah, back to what you said, undermining the gun culture. Again, take off the Tac Daddy cape and I'm average everyday suburban dad. I got two girls that I got to get to summer camp right, you know, this morning, and I'll have to go grab one of them at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and in between I'll bang out my regular work and then get into some Tac Daddy work as well, and that's my life. Dad first, tactical side of things is where the passion and the fun lies, and getting out there and just being a proponent of everything you and I talk about on a regular basis. Just it's A-okay to be a normal guy and understand that if you're sound-minded and you're trained, it's okay to carry the weapon of the day just in case you come across bad people who do exist in this world.
All over the place. And there's no way to regulate them out of style. There's just no way to do it. When you were describing that to me, I was just thinking about somebody popping into the Tac Daddy room with your crew in there and maybe them getting on camera and trying to advocate, listen, boys, don't you think it's time you put your guns down now and let the government take care? I can just imagine the stares coming back from those guys. And I don't
know. As fun as we have levels and we have characters, and my brother would instantly tear into them because he's pretty damn vocal about his rights. The rest of us would deal with it and think about it and then systematically tear them apart.
Yeah.
Because they really have no, again, the bottom line is they have no foundation to their argument. Put me on an island with a bunch of other people. One of them gets violent. I'm going to grab a stick to defend myself first.
Well,
that's to where we are in the genie that you talked about. Hey, the guns are out there. There was something on the Discovery Channel last night, Bill, about kids in the Philippines making guns and shipping them over.
Sure.
You know, just the process of them literally in a cave, trying to be undetected by local police, getting a 1911 made and getting it out into the world. This exists. So to act like it doesn't or act like banning things is going to do things for us responsible, freedom-loving United States citizens, it's kind of crazy.
Well, I mean, a guy who knows how to weld can go to a Home Depot and get everything he needs to make a gun. And then he can make a gun in his garage. And if he can make one, he can make a million or 100 or whatever, you know, a million might
be a
stretch.
Now we're talking about printing technology as well. So
yes. So, I mean, there's really no way to control it. And that's the part they don't quite get. And the biggest problem I have with them, now I'll be the first one to get out there and say, look, you don't want to carry a gun, don't. Okay, feel free to not carry a gun. However, don't sit there and tell me what I can and can't do. That's my issue with them. Now, every time they come up with something that they say that we need to do, like right now in South Carolina, we need to get rid of the Confederate flag. We need to acknowledge that there's climate change. We need to do this. We need to do that. And every time they say we're needing to do this, we need to do that. For some reason, we have to give up a right. Or let the right be infringed to a very high degree.
Well, I'd just like to throw out there that I'd like to give up the right to watching The Cosby Show before I give up the right to watching The Dukes of Hazzard.
Somehow,
that right is going to be taken away from me, but it is what it is. I'm sure we'll find it on the Internet.
I have
a racist bone in my body. You know, I grew up on that show on Friday nights, and that whole thing's nuts to me, that they're now going to go after Davy Duke.
When I started watching it, I was of an age where Daisy Duke did mean a lot to me. But I did like the stunt driving too.
Right.
And, you know, born and bred in South Carolina, it never really, I never noticed, to be honest with you, except on rare occasions that flag was painted on top of the car. Because most of the time we were looking at the underside of the car because it was jumping over something.
Side note, other than Pooter fumbling and dropping his gun, was there ever any gunplay on that show? I don't think there was.
No, they carried them.
But there was never any shooting?
No, there was.
I don't remember any, at least.
No, I don't either. I don't remember any shooting. It was nothing like it is today. The violence we see on television today, everybody's like, why is there so much social decay? Watch a TV show in prime time.
There you go.
I noticed that when MTV came along, that's when the society began to decay.
Yeah, when they changed from showing music videos for promotional purposes to promote bands to the sex, drugs, and rock and roll channel.
The reality series is.
You also mentioned something that,
before we get into that, how do people find you?
TacDaddy.com is my website where we sell everything other than guns and ammo. TacDaddy Life is our blog where you can find us on all the activities that we get into, from training and traveling and attending industry shows. And Kevin the Tac Daddy is the YouTube channel, and that's a great place to start because that's got everything, including all of our great partners and sponsors that we have fun with and do video work with and all that fun stuff as well. So
My guest this hour is Kevin the Tack Daddy. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. You know, I was trying to build that thing I call the ISIS welcome wagon bag, and it was effective but clumsy. And G-Code went out there and created a whole line based upon that called the Contact Series. And you can check that out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Tac Daddy Show is Kevin the Tac Daddy. You know, let me ask you a question. I know that you go to a lot of this stuff. Schwell is in the chat room. For a long time in the gun world, it was shot. It was shot that was the big show. But now all of these shows, like the Big Three, which I know Schwell's involved in it, and I sort of believe you are to a certain degree as well. All of these shows are growing and becoming monsters unto themselves, aren't they?
I think that I think you have NRA is in second place there behind SHOT Show, and then again, because that's more consumer friendly. SHOT
right.
Show, I think, is really the major buying show of the year. You have people from all over the world coming to do their buying. And you have every company on the planet there showing. Now you have things like Big Three East, which is again a fantastic event. If you don't know what Big Three is, recently on GunChannels.com, Schwell did a great interview with G Webbs and the guys over there. Go take a listen. He really delves into it. But long story short, we had Dylan Johnson on our show a long time back, and as a result of that relationship, I was invited up to Big Three, brought Schwell, and since then, you have 20 companies, you have riders from all over the country, guys like David Fortier, James Tarr, and others that are there, really getting a SHOT Show before SHOT Show, because you have mornings full of briefings and afternoons full of shooting, and lunch and camaraderie throughout. And so it's a more intimate thing, but it's a fantastic opportunity for the writers, for some of the YouTubers that are there. We're going to be bringing in some new people this year, including Hoss USMC, who a lot of people know out there in the YouTube world. And it's going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to be great and provides a great service for the all the companies that come as well, because they get great return on it because they get the personal attention. They get to get exactly what their message is out. You know, every event has its faults, Bill. And the toughest thing about SHOT Show is that it is so crowded. So loud.
Yeah.
So on to the next appointment, or the guy that you were hoping is at the booth is on an appointment that he booked 3 months ago with one of his most important clients, and that's the only block of time you have to be in that wing of the massive thing that is SHOT Show. So it's a different event. It's fantastic. It's happening twice a year right now. Our next one's coming up in October. But the other thing that's really cool is the Big Three is turning into a training center as well. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they're doing all kinds of events there as well. And one of my new fun passions is long-range shooting. And we did a class there last month. We've got another one coming up. Anyone that's interested, go check out I'd have to double-check my link on that. But it's with a company called Modus. They're a lifestyle company, and they're doing a modusworld.com. Click on the events, and you'll see there's a long-range event coming up there with some world-class instructors. And any civilian can get in on the action. So it's a fantastic facility. It's capable to do those Big Three events, but it's also capable of shooting over 800 yards out there right now, and they're going to continue to build. It's a massive compound. So that's the latest with Big Three these days.
But let's be honest about Big Three, okay? I mean, Big Three, as good as it is, would not be nearly the monster it's becoming if it weren't for the new media, if it weren't for the Tim Harmsons, and the Tac Daddies and the Schwells of the world. If it weren't for you guys out there giving it coverage, nobody would know what a 40A is. I mean, you know, I know who he is because I've read his stuff. But, I mean, he's a writer for a gun magazine. And without the attention that you guys pay to them, they would be nowhere near what they are right now.
Well, I think the growth of new media, as we're calling it, totally coincides with the growth of what they had already built. But keep in mind, they were doing it for years out in Kansas and in Florida. And as new media came and was able to once again plug into thousands through a guy like Tim Harmsen with Military Armors Channel, through a channel like VSO Gun Channel, who you didn't mention, but they're also a part of the Big Three family. Through those types of guys and through Schwell, myself, and everybody else that's out there that's saying, hey, this thing is... it's real, it's awesome, and here's what we're able to show you as a result. Again, to be able to shoot the different weapons prior to SHOT Show I got to tell you, SHOT Show last year, Range Day, which, again, I'll continue to go, but it was kind of a letdown because what's there that I haven't shot and spoken to the owner or sat, and, again, a guy like Jacob Herman with Century Arms is sitting there, you know, and you're having some fun in addition to learning about the latest offering, you know, that they've got in a shotgun platform or whatever it may be. So it's a fun time, but what's awesome is we get to record it, edit it, and share it with the world because, again, that's what we're ultimately about is showing that, once again, just like some guys like cars, some guys like bodybuilding, some guys are into dogs, I happen to like a bunch of different aspects of this firearms world, including the culture, including the people, but also including going to those fun events. And I'm privileged. Don't get me wrong. I don't take it for granted by any means. If you had told me, you know, 2 years ago that I'd be going to a long range event and lining up against against guys that have, you know, four-letter acronyms and different numbers and teams associated with them, and I get to hang there and go prone, and they get to adjust this or that in my shooting, it's fantastic. It's just fantastic.
One thing you need to remember about that military training, it's all down on the sixth grade level, or at least that's what they told me when I was trying to master it. I would, you know, and I appreciate everything you're saying, but at the same time, I have to think that the new media aspect of it, and the different presentations that are out there. I watched Schwell do a video the other day where he put on a double-breasted jacket, a nice pinstripe double-breasted jacket. But Schwell's like me. He's big. So when he puts on a jacket, he looks really big. And a bow tie and shorts and combat boots. And then he did his video like that. The presentation, yeah. The entertainment aspect of the presentation is what draws everybody to it, but at the same time, they stay long enough to get the information, and that has... I don't think you can really quantify how important that has been.
Well, let me tell you, that sparked an entire debate about this whole subject, about Southerners calling each other Bubba, that I was unaware of. You never know what's going to happen when you watch Schwell's channel, but there he is. It did look like his youngest daughter tied his bow tie, but, as you know, the guy knows how to get behind the camera and get a point across in a very intelligent, brief, again, passionate way. And, yeah, he's fantastic in the way that he delivers. I think you're getting a variety across the board. I'll give another shout out, another channel that's up and coming that I find, just, again, the guy's passionate and he's out there pretty much daily with content. There's a guy named Jarhead Six. Check him out. There's new guys coming. Then when we talk about new media, the one thing that no one talks about, Bill, is what's coming next.
Hang on. You can tell. You can say it. You can tell us in the next segment. You hang on. My guess this hour is Kevin the Tack Daddy and everything that entails. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. The DC-3, the Scorpion line, the Contact series, their first generation, all of it still just absolutely indestructible. Lifetime warranty, modularity personified. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from, well, not from, he is the Tac Daddy, is Kevin Reichert. And we've been talking about, well, actually, he was going to tell me what the next big thing is going to be. Do you know what the next big thing is going to be?
Oh, I wish I did, but there's just a part of the analysis in new media that I'm looking at that
right.
is very interesting to me, and I'll share that with you. It's
sure.
What's coming? Think about these kids that are growing up that are 18 years old that are going to go through high school and college fully immersed in social media design, video creation. I mean, $200 to $400, you and your buddies can make skateboard videos that are better than the best stuff that was coming out back when professional companies were really the only people that had the tools to do it.
Right.
As an example. And the bigger part is this whole integration of the gaming world. If you look at the numbers on things like Call of Duty, Battlefield, any of the first-person shooter or strategy games that involve guns, the kids know about the guns because they upgrade. They start off on level one and they have an M16. The next thing you know, they earn an EOTech. Next thing you know, they earn an ACOG. So they know about the tools. And when you add up their ability to be social media masters, they're doing things like Twitch, which, again, right now there's thousands of people. There's literally an arena full of people virtually watching a bunch of guys play video games right now as we speak.
Right.
when you fast forward that to 5 or 10 years from now, I don't know what that means when all those kids turn 21 and start owning guns and start realizing that there's money to be made in certain in a bunch of different ways online, including video creation, content creation, and again, coverage of events, creating their own personas and their own groups of people that are out there that people want to watch use these guns that they may or may not have access to. Or just for the, again, back to the whole, there's guys that go out and film car shows and film shiny cars, and there's lots of people that watch those videos. There's also guys that film high definition 1911 videos and put those out, and everything in between. So I think what's coming next is unknown, but I think it's going to be fantastic. I think as we've watched a bunch of content creators come and go, and we're kind of starting to see who the real staying power is in this industry, I think there's a whole nother way that's going to smack the crap out of the whole industry coming soon. I don't know when, I think it's coming.
That's actually across the board. I mean, in broadcast, you know, it used to be you were looking at $25,000-$30,000 to put together all the pieces to make a broadcast quality sound. And now you can do that virtually or digitally, and you can do that for about $600.
And think about the format we use online. We're just using Google's technology.
Right.
And bringing in co-hosts from all corners of the map here in the United States and viewers from all around the world, literally. And it streams pretty darn clear most of the time, and the sound is pretty good most of the time, and the ability to share videos like we do now, I mean, it's pretty darn incredible when you think about it.
It is what I'm waiting to see, though. Well, this is what I'm waiting to see. Now, with Google, okay, with Google and YouTube, we know that Google, you know, the owners of Google want to be part of the intelligence apparatus.
I Schmidt think they already are gonna, somehow, yeah. some way, don't they?
Yeah, well, I mean, with Google Earth, yes, definitely they are. But when you look at all of the stuff that is the phenomena that a lot of us use, like I use Facebook as a promotional tool for the show. I'm sure that you do that with TacDaddy as well. And everybody uses that, but from time to time we get reminded that they will yank the rug out from under us at for some unknown reason. And I actually would like to see that just go ahead and happen, because I know what's going to happen. Because of what you're describing, where everybody has come on board and they've developed this professional capacity for either web design or film editing or this or that or the other, the gun industry would create its own source, wouldn't it? Its own portal.
Well, we're starting to see that in a couple different things out there, and one of them that I'm a big proponent of is youngguns.tv.com. There's other ones out there, independent. Basically, what you're talking about, again, gunchannels.com, full30.com, different platforms that are completely separated from the rules of Google and YouTube. Because it's their own servers, their own content, their own advertisers, and they're able to host and put that content out there. Now, how that all shakes out is going to—I think we're going to see a couple different layers and incarnations of all of those types of things. Because there's challenges with all of them, and the biggest one is obviously paying your content creators and getting enough views to do so. And how do you do that, and where's the mix, and how is the infrastructure of that platform set up to do that? And that's as simple as if you have no sales department, guess what? You can have a bunch of great channels that want to put their content on your platform, but if there's no money to be made, ultimately you're going to run down a dead-end road.
Well, also, as a sidestep to that, you know, with before looking at Google and Facebook and all these other YouTube, all these other places that might be willing to do the bad work or the anti-liberty work. Now they're talking, you know, Obama's out there. He wants to change the whole rules of ITAR to where if you and I are talking about a particular pistol on the air, that we're disseminating information and giving out highly sensitive intel, and therefore we must be at least taken off the air.
It gets tricky, and we covered this story a few weeks back, and it's still kind of sitting out there, isn't it, as to what the end result's going to be.
I don't know how you possibly do that. I really don't. Some of the stuff that these guys, the gun grabbers and this technological stuff, it's way beyond their logistical scope to actually be able to control that. I know it. Surely they know it.
Yeah, I understand guarding schematics during the Cold War, but I don't understand, you know, guarding or penalizing a content creator for showing a 1911 diagram when that's, again, infinitely already out of the bottle.
Yes. And that's the thing. I mean,
it's going to be an interesting time for all of us.
Well, I mean, I would have expected them to say, guard the data and the design of the F-22, but golly gee, don't the Chinese have something that looks awfully a lot like it?
It's all out there. A few keystrokes at this point. Well, again, that's an interesting concept. The other thing that we're talking about in my circles is the recent transition from foreign-made AK-47 variants to American-made AK-47 company.
We're coming up on the last break. Let's talk about that in the last segment, because that's going to be an interesting ride, because that's Obama thought he could, what with Russia invading, taking over, annexing Crimea and invading the Ukraine, we need to stop restrictions and hit them in the wallet. That means I can restrict guns and... Well, the AK aficionados weren't having any of that, were they? They just went ahead and did a sidestep like the gun industry does. And there's never any vacuums left in the gun industry, is there? Not for very long.
I tell you, they seem to be pretty mobile, pretty fluid. They've reacted to all of the different things. Again, I'd like to get a little more proactive than reactive, but yes, they are pretty darn good at being reactive and finding solutions.
You know, that one topic right there, you and I could fill a couple of hours with that one. I could anyway, because that's the biggest part. That's the biggest part about the whole thing that bothers me the most. But one more time, tell everybody how they find TacDaddy.
Appreciate it. TacDaddy.com. You can use ShipFreeTD as free shipping code. All your listeners out there, appreciate you tuning into this great program today. Bill, love your show, by the way. I'm sure you know. Every once in a while I jump on the comments. Most of the time I'm just listening to it while I'm working. But you can also check out TacDaddyLife.com. You can see all the different companies that are out there supporting us and help support them. You can also see all the different stories and videos that we post there. And then Kevin the Tech Daddy on YouTube. And also the Tech Daddy on Instagram. We haven't talked about Instagram. Great gun community out there on Instagram. So
we'll be right back. Thank you. Hang on.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
And we are at the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Indestructible lifetime warranty. You can mount them anywhere with the RTI system, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Kevin the Tac Daddy, and everything that that means and everything that goes along with it. And, Kevin, when I talked to you and I was asking you, what have you shot that was interesting? You were talking about the American AKs, because now, you know, Century Arms has been out there for a while, but now we have American Kalashnikov and all of these other things coming along. The American AK has gone, how much of it now is American compared to when before Obama decided Crimea was a big, important issue?
By all indications, the C-39 V2 that they're making from Century is 100%, every pin, everything, 100% made in America. You mentioned the Kalashnikov. There's also IO Inc. here in Florida. EDI is another company that's come on the scene. American companies, like American backers, making these American-made AK variants. And I was not an AK guy in 2014, Bill. I met you at Adventure Outdoors during the Head Down event, which, by the way, Adventure Outdoors will be there on the 18th for an event this year, this 18th, 19th, that weekend. So check out their website. We'll be there for another event. And I'm sure they carry the Century line there, because that's a huge gun store.
Huge
anyway,
is
those
not the
AKs,
word.
In addition to the American-made AKs, we also have, again, something called the RAZ coming out, the RAZ 47. Again, their whole tagline on that is born overseas, perfected in the USA, every part 100% American made. That's the stamp version. And I'm getting into these guns. Again, I'm, the Magpul mags I really like quite a bit versus those metal ones. I like it easy. A lot of people are purists. They want, you know, a Russian AK with a Russian mag. I'm like, well, this Century shoots sub 1-inch MOA out of the box. The Magpul mags go in and out real nice. And
when you get a little age on you, all that purity goes straight out the window.
Yeah, you know, I'm having a little fun with it because now I'm getting into things like, you know, tinkering. You know how we tinker. Different foregrips and different sights and different options and working with all the different companies. And again, once again, big three. You bring together a company like Century, and then there's a little mount company that we're familiar with called RS Regulate. And this guy is an engineer that has figured out that whether it's a, I don't know, Bulgarian or Russian or American, he's figured out how to create a mount that will really allow you to put an over-the-bore optic on your AK. And, you know, next thing you know, those guys are working together on specific items just for mounting a laser or a light on the front end of the weapon. So it's really cool to be involved with that type of the backside of it, at the same time being just the average guy that I just want to go to the range and put a magazine in and shoot that sucker and get used to the recoil and compare it to shooting an AR and have all that fun times with it. So, and I wouldn't be doing justice if I didn't shout out Wolf Ammo, because Wolf Ammo is a great friend of ours that helps us out in many different ways, and obviously they're kind of one of the known entities when it comes to ammunition for the AK. And I know you also are a fan of Ammunition Depot. Those are some local guys down here, so
right.
You can get all your Wolf Ammo over at See How I Build In the Plug Spray Bill, free of charge.
You do very well.
Get all your Wolf Ammo
that,
over.
You have that media sense.
Somehow I figured it out along the way.
There you go.
But yeah, no, these are all great companies that we're dealing with. None of this is, you know, there's no snake oil in any of the companies that we support or support us. And that's what's fantastic about
that's
it.
That's because in the gun world, you can't get away with that, can you? I mean, the no, gun buying public will turn on you in a heartbeat.
Pretty much. Not only that, the interior of the business. There's really not much room for shenanigans.
Yeah. The you know, I tried to get into AKs. Now, both of the AKs that I tried to get into, one was a Romanian Wasser. Okay. It had the untreated wood furniture on it, which almost caught on fire. I tried to shoot it the way I shoot the M16 that I ran for 7 years, and then the ARs that I've run ever since then. And I beat a hole into my face with it. Then when Battle Comp was a sponsor of mine, they sent me a compensator to put on the end of the AK, and that softened the recoil up a little bit, but it's at least the ones that I've shot, they were just, the examples I used were so rough and so unrefined, and I mean, I had to take that Romanian Wasser to a gunsmith to get the front sight straightened out, and I thought there was some sort of, you know, big engineering thing to it. No, he just took a hammer, beat it into place until it was hitting.
I tell you, it's a different technique on the AK than it is on the AR. I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you and everybody out there that's listening, a perfect example of all of this is a build that we're doing in coordination with Atlas Defense, which is Joe Moe from Red
yep.
Jacket. Many people
yep.
know him.
Yep.
Century Arms and Spike. They teamed up to help out Bolt of Valor. Check out Kevin Attack Daddy YouTube channel and our social media, including our Facebook page, and you'll be able to see a step-by-step process of how they're taking these M92s, and I think maybe it's a Draco or another one that they're doing. But basically, Joe's going to work on it with the assistance of Jacob from Century and Ben Mookie Thomas from Spikes. Wait until you see these what they're doing with these AKs, Bill, and someone will own it because it's going to be auctioned off to help those causes. Four parts are up already. We're probably going to have at least another four parts, but it's really cool to watch Joe behind the scenes, not only explaining what he's doing to it, but also showing it and really taking a grinder right to that receiver. And, you know, before they blast it and put a new coating on it, you're right. They'll let the sparks fly on those AKs, and they'll take out a hammer and bang out this or do that to it. So it's a whole new world for me. And like I said, long range, AKs, I have no idea what's next. I think I'm probably at least a dozen years off from getting into the 1911 thing, like all you old guys, you know, 1911 thing. But I'm having a great time, and I appreciate everybody's support. And I again, appreciate the opportunity to come on your show, Bill. It was great to meet you back in the day. And hopefully, are you going to be anywhere around Adventure Outdoors for this next adventure, or is that something that you're off that weekend?
When is it?
I think it's the 18th, 19th.
They had not contacted me and requested my presence, so I did not even know about it.
Got it. There's something going on there. I'm not even too sure what it is. I just know it's a promotional event for all the usuals, including Adventure Outdoors and stuff.
Well, when you guys show up, you don't have to run up with the IT guy. The IT guy was very upset that I had to have access to his network.
Understood. Well, again, everyone runs their shop and has their rules. And that's the other great thing about new media. I got to tell you, Bill, I can walk up with a phone, make it happen.
Yeah,
we can broadcast off of that right away these days, as it's happening.
I'd love to have a conversation with you and Schwell about that, because I'm still trying to work on the YouTube side of it, simply because I want to, because it looks like a lot of fun. It's I don't want to be a YouTube superstar or anything. I'm just not that good rooking enough to do it, but I would like to get some stuff out there. Yeah, but so, now most of the bald guys that are on there, they're not like me. I don't have a whole lot of choices.
Well,
this is not a fashion statement with me.
Yeah. There seems to be something new every day, and our latest, and again, you mentioned Swell, I create monsters all the time, and one of the things is the Periscope monster. I don't know if you're familiar with what Periscope is. It's a new one. It's an app, and it's basically sharing with the world what you're looking at live. And Twitter is the partner, and this, that, and the other. We just started messing around with it. And we actually have been pushing our parts of the pre-show, so where we're getting ready to go live, kind of showing people behind the scenes of us talking about the stories we're going to cover or just really shooting it with each other. Because, again, it's a Thursday night ritual at this point. We've been doing it for well over 100 shows, over 2 years, almost 2.5 years at this point, every Thursday night. Without skipping a beat, except for a Google hang-up that you mentioned, Google having the power to change things. Well, yeah, they did. They found that I was violating one of their policies after 2 years of no issues. And one night right before we went live, they bumped us. But we got back on track. I'm not on suspension anymore. I'm not on probation. So you can catch us Thursday nights on Google Plus, on YouTube.
Go ahead and give out all the ways you can be found, because we're running out of time. Go.
All right, there you go. The live show every Thursday night. You can support us best by going to TacDaddy.com. No one's going to beat our prices on TrijaCon, thanks to our good partner, Georgia Optics. It's full circle, Bill. And then,
full circle.
You can check out Swell this Friday on Bill Frady's show.
That's right.
Co-host on TacDaddy Live. Appreciate it as always, Bill.
Thank you, sir. We'll do it again soon. Stay safe. We're going to do this again in 22 hours, and I want you to remember this and keep it close. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.